Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That is the way you start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour from the Amerant Bank Arena in beautiful Sunrise, Florida. The Funky Buddha tap room, the on-location one here, is right below us across from Pantherland if you're on your way to the Panthers game tonight, which you can hear right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. You can stop by that Funky Buddha tap room right here and enjoy a little beverage of your choice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game tonight is on ESPN Plus, so there's no live television. There's no local television broadcast, so Steve Goldstein, Goldie, has some free time on his hands to pal around with us, to slum it for a little bit.
I have a question.
Sure.
At the Funky Buddha Brewery Room,
yeah,
right downstairs, if there's a long line and I give the secret password, will they let me in?
So, no, but here...
But it's a three-word password.
What is it?
Solana hates Marchand.
Wow.
Isn't that the three-word password?
Trade them. I mean, how about that?
Is that accurate or...
Well, you know, they had a moment on the ice after the cup last year.
We cleared that up, Goldie. We cleared that up. I went right up
you
to
You know
them.
You can't say anything to me. It's done for a lifetime.
Really a terrible
And by the way, if you flip the script on me, you'd have like an hour worth of stuff that you could say about me. So
by
you
the
just
way,
have one Solana. Congratulations.
Of course, is the television voice of your Florida Panthers, Steve Goldstein, joining us here at the top of the hour at the Amerant Bank Arena. By the way, I know if you listen to this show, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, they do watch parties for every Dolphins game, and they do a menu item that is, they call it Eat the Enemy. They add one menu item every week that is a representation of the opponent's city.
Okay.
So would you like to guess, they're in New York this week, would you like to guess what Chef Jeff Vincent, excellent chef, the food at Funky Buddha is fantastic, Now, they did this item before, so you'll know it because they had a game against New York. Whether it's home or away, they always do.
It's a trick question because they play in New Jersey.
But, well,
so is it a quick trick question?
It could be. Might be Gabagool. Who knows?
Exactly. That's what I mean.
But would you like to guess
am I going for head cheese or am I going to New York City for some real food?
You're a New Yorker, so what do you think, Chef Jeff? Now, I don't know if you've ever been to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park.
I have been, yeah.
Chef Jeff, and I love him, he gets cutesy.
Yeah.
He doesn't, you know, they don't have nachos on the menu. I've maintained for years, hey, you're a bar, you're a brewery, how do you not have nachos?
Does he tell you how to host the show?
Kind of.
Oh, okay, then you're well within your rights.
So then they add, then they start talking about adding nachos, but it's going to be duck confit nachos. And it's like, you don't have to be cutesy on every item. Sometimes just nachos. Regardless, with all that being said,
you had to get that in.
Would you like to guess that? Well, I wanted to give you a little info that he's not going to do, you know, a dirty water hot dog.
Right, he's not doing a hot dog with kraut and the red Vidalia onions.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what do you think Funky Buddha is offering Sunday?
That's a great one. Not knowing that.
But knowing that, hey, it's a place where you want to just, you know,
maybe a little veal parm with spaghetti on
like
the
something
side?
Like that. But that's like a little too fancy for a football game.
That's too fancy.
Right.
Okay, so not the dirty water dog, but not too fancy. I mean, I would love some New York pizza. That'd be the basic. But
Sure.
But you're saying that's probably not what he's going to do.
Well, you want to take a guess?
What about like a New York bagel? Something along those lines?
I mean, you're in the neighborhood, I guess. You're in the neighborhood.
Bagel with a schmear? Well, I mean, he's in the neighborhood. What
it's a stacked, shaved, house-made pastrami with melted Swiss, caramelized onion, and beer mustard on buttered marble rye.
So delicious. I'd be asleep at halftime.
A pastrami sandwich at Funky Buddha on Sunday.
That is New York.
For the game. You, of course, are the voice of the Dolphins preseason games on CBS4. And I don't know. I do want to talk Panthers with you, but I don't know what you're buying or not buying after a three-game win streak and winning 4 out of 5. Are you buying that there's anything there with the Dolphins or...
I'm buying that they're better than the team we saw against Indianapolis, Carolina, and Cleveland.
Fair.
Which we always thought they were.
Yeah.
But, you know, the last two games, they're wins, no doubt. So they're better than the Saints. They're better than Washington. They're better than the Jets. They're better than those teams. That's been the case for a number of years. You know, they're better than all those teams. They're just not as good as the really good teams, especially on the road. So am I buying it? If you said before the season they'd be 5-7 at this point, I probably would be like, yeah, you're probably in the ballpark. Now, how they got there is a little strange.
Which is wild, right? I mean, after the beginning of the season, if I said to you they're going to be 5-7 at some point, you'd say, no, you're out of your mind.
Right. They have the best running back in football.
Yeah.
Mm.
Dude, the dude's the best running back in football. I don't care what anybody says. Imagine they had a guy that was flinging it 60 yards on a rope. Like, everybody knows he's getting the ball.
Right.
It's now a ball control, you know, short yardage offense. They all know he's getting it, and he's just amazing, and they've actually done a pretty good job here, you know, recovering offensively to have a decent run game. So am I buying it? You know, look, I think there's a couple more wins maybe. That's probably it the rest of the season, and if you said at this time in the summer you're going to go 7-10, you're probably, well, I hope you go 9-8, but yeah, it's not that far off, and that may be where they end up.
You mentioned Devon Achane. It was Achane or bust, and it seems like that's kind of the way even McDaniel – was it seems like he's approaching it that way now, where they're not really relying on Tua to do much. I'd asked OG earlier because the names he's in the conversation with 1,000 yards in the first 12 games, Zonk, Ricky, Delvin Williams.
Who we've never heard of.
Come on.
I've never heard of
him. Come on, Delvin.
Wait a second. He didn't hear on yesterday either. You know who he is?
Yes, of course. I mean, I was a little kid when Delvin Williams played, but yeah, I know who he is.
You heard of Delvin Williams?
No. Yeah. Oh. Well, you guys are young. You heard of Larry Zonka.
I don't know if I'm young, but I appreciate it.
Is there one more? Or he's the fourth?
No,
fourth. He's the fourth.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what you do with Devon Achane because about 5 weeks ago, and we were expecting Greer to lose his job, and I was kind of expecting a major overhaul. And I know there's a bigger conversation to be had about Tua and all that stuff. I'm just saying, would it be crazy to pay Devon Achane what he's going to demand?
No, if they don't, they're stupid.
Right. I mean,
I would pay him.
But what if you think you're
12,
still a few years
away?
So what?
Pay him 12, $14 million bucks. 100%. You cannot let
a talent like that go.
First of all, you can't let your own guys leave. It is a bad precedent to set. Because then the next guys come up, oh, yeah, they're not going to take care of me anyway. So to me, and this is, again, this is 100% Monday morning quarterback in retrospect, but letting your own guys leave to sign Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek probably wasn't the smart thing to do. Now, the Christian Wilkins not giving him $100 million looks great now, right? Because he's not in the league, he's not playing. But you got to take care of your own guys when they produce. So they did it with Waddle. They did it with Austin Jackson. They did it with Tua. I would pay Devon, if it's $12 million a year for whatever the running back gets, 100. And he's a guy that wants to be here. And, you know, he is the one guy that has been good all season long. He's blocked everything out. So if it's me, I pay him. But like you say, Solana, there's going to be a new GM. Who knows what else happens? I think it would be a mistake to mess with that guy. That's a guy I would build around.
Do you want to see Mike McDaniel back here next year?
You know, there's a great question. Number one, who is the GM going to be? Number two, if he's not, right, everybody always wants to fire the coach. Who are you bringing in? That'd be my question. Yeah. You automatically getting somebody better than Mike? Are you getting an established guy? Or are you hiring?
It has to be established. I said
right.
Solana.
Or are you hiring the eighth straight coordinator who's never done
it? Like if John Harbaugh gets let go by Baltimore, then you.
Tomlin. Tomlin.
Okay.
Tomlin.
Both those guys.
Yes.
Then it's a different. Then it's about improving the same way. You know, if the best safety was available, and if you had a good safety, you go and upgrade the position. So I think it remains to be seen. I'm also curious to see how they finish these games. You know,
there would be point though to getting a first time coach. Again.
I agree. Then you keep my.
You've done it over and over again. But if a Tomlin, a Harbaugh,
We were talking earlier too, based on how McDaniel's kind of revamped this offense midseason around Devon Achane, I want to see him with a quarterback that he wants and not someone he's taken the job and like having an arranged marriage with.
Well, the interesting thing is that may not be realistic next year either.
Right.
Now, they could go and sign a veteran and draft a guy, and everybody competes, and who cares who, you know, if you're a rookie or you're making this, none of it matters. Whoever the best player is will play. They could do that. I'm not sure they're going to do that. So I think it's just a wide-open canvas. The other thing is, if Tua remains a quarterback and Mike remains the coach, you know, what does a GM think about that? If he's told, hey, here's who you have to work with, you don't have a blank canvas. So I will be interested to see what happens the last five games. I know it probably shouldn't matter, but obviously, you know, if you go 4-1, it kind of changes things a little bit. Yeah. If you go 0-5, you could, that might change things.
It makes it more palatable for a fan base if they go 4-1 over the last five games and Stephen Ross decides to retain them. If they go 0-5, it's so difficult to make the case to a fan base that, hey, I still see something.
And a year ago, we were having the same conversation.
Yeah.
They won 6-3 in the last nine games. Literally, it was the same conversation. But I will say this, whether it's physical and he's not saying anything, which is my personal opinion, you know, the change of the offense and Tua are really not getting it downfield with any zip. You know, I'll be curious to know after this season what he's been dealing with, because he cannot be 100%. It's impossible.
It's a completely different guy.
Completely different guy.
Because we were stands for him. Like, we argued for him. I had seen enough in 2023 to say, hey, this guy. But he just doesn't have. We said it today. What made him so special was the accuracy. Because he has zero ability to extend a play. He can't scramble. His accuracy's off. His arm seems off. He's just launching balls up there. Yeah. And so something's hot. And when he does try to extend a play, it's like you're cringing when you're watching
it. And that's the other thing, you know, who knows, inside, maybe even subconsciously, he may be cringing when he does it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because he knows, you know, although we said this like three times already, one more hit and he's done.
Yeah.
But he may know that. And plus, it is impossible. I know he's not on social media, but it is impossible to not hear the noise, including from his own coaches. We need you to be available. So if that means not getting hit, and that means throwing the ball 22 times a game, which is what he's doing now, and completing 14 of them, then that's okay. We need you on the field. So that's got to be in his mind
Except
also.
Except that's not okay when you're eating up $53 million in salary cap.
There's the other side.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't care what anybody, that's not his fault.
Oh, no, not at all.
That's, you know, he said the market's the market. They could have said, hey, you're playing out the fifth year. If you don't like it, I understand. That's the deal. And then the ball would have been in his court. So obviously they didn't want to do that with him. It's pretty fascinating to see how it all shakes out. And if whoever they hire as the new GM has the carte blanche to do what he wants, I'm not sure that's going to be the case. Doesn't sound like it.
Do you think it's an attractive opening for a GM? Because the cap situation after 26 is going to be basically like a blank slate for them, because they can get out of the Tua contract. Some of the other big contracts are gone too, but they're going to have to eat this 1 year before that. So do you find it as an attractive job for an incoming general manager?
Working in South Florida for Stephen Ross, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Because you know he's not going one and done or two and done.
Right.
His
be there 20 years.
His track record is, I'm looking for reasons to keep the stability.
Right.
I'm trying not to make the changes. So I would think, even if they say, hey, it's not your coach and quarterback in 2026, but it's your call after that.
Yeah.
I got to think, having an owner that spends what he spends, and like this team here with the Panthers, this is an easy sell. I mean, you go to a free agent, here's the check, and this is where you're going to play, and this is where you're going to live and all that. You know, it's amazing to me that they haven't done it better so far, because I think it's an easy sell. So.
Do I see a FIU Panther pin on your lapel?
It's actually
there?
Stanley C. Panther, but it might as well be
the
bull-bound FIU Panther.
How about that? I mean, he's rocking the Rory shirt.
My Rory shirt.
On the house? On the house?
You think he would buy it on his own?
On the house. Very good. Proud of you. Proud of you.
I hope you enjoyed Willie Simmons. I think USF might be poking around at
come
Mr.
on.
Simmons.
Willie can't be one and done.
No shot.
I mean,
no shot.
Maybe.
No shot.
And sometimes there's better jobs a call in,
no
like
shot.
LSU.
If shotgun's listening. And you can't leave. It's like the Bronx Tale. Gonna lock the door.
Hey, just
now you just can't.
Right.
Leave.
Just a couple of FIU broadcasters.
That's why I brought it up.
Hey, I got basketball tomorrow night.
You got basketball.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Florida Gulf Coast against FIU.
Now
they
didn't schedule us on any basketball games together, Goldie. And I wonder if that was because you asked them not to work with me.
Yeah, I believe that's in the contract. Wait, contract?
Well, listen, if I could opt out of working with him, I would do the same.
It would be awesome to do one with you. Maybe one of these days we'll. We'll hook it up. Yeah, Gulf Coast against FIU tomorrow night.
How about that?
Why don't you come to the game?
Where is it? Where's this game?
Well, it's not in Gulf Coast.
It'd be probably an easier drive if it was at Gulf Coast.
I was just curious. Is there any chance the game's in Boca? Is really what I meant.
You want a neutral site for your own personal?
Isn't there the Orange Bowl basketball tournament
here.
Coming up here?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's in a couple
of
weeks.
So let's get them. So if they move the FIU game here, you'll come?
Who's playing in the tournament?
Oh, boy. Here?
Isn't it always Florida?
Florida State. Is it Kansas State?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
I think FIU is going to end up playing their bowl game at Boca Raton Stadium.
Is it going to be the Boca Bowl?
I mean, it's not confirmed yet, but I saw three different projections, and
they
all have them playing at the Boca Bowl.
I saw one in the Armed Forces against Army, which would be a really fascinating game.
FSU and UMass, and then Florida and George Washington.
You're intrigued.
That's right. I am intrigued, Mike.
Well, let me tell you something. You can come down tomorrow night. Okay, you could sit right next to me if you come to the game.
Where is this?
So called the Ocean Bank.
You got to go south of the two borders, Hockman. Palm Beach and Broward.
This is at the FIU
Modesto Madik campus, Hawk, down on Calle Ocho.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what you would enjoy?
You think you can get me tickets?
The pregame media meal.
Oh, what are they?
It's Publix Wings.
Oh, is that so?
Now we're starting.
Tomorrow,
I'll
though.
I'll get you a Cafe Con Leche.
Tomorrow, though, happens to be the Boca Raton Holiday Parade, and I never miss it.
Like I said, would you like to come down to the FIU?
You know,
Boca
the
Raton Holiday Parade.
I never miss
about?
It. I never miss it. You know, the Boca Raton Bowl this year is sponsored by Bush's Baked Beans.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, those are good.
Yeah, because it had been, for a while, it was the Cherry Bundy Boca Bowl, and then it was, I think... Was it Roof something?
Yes.
Roofflame.com.
I went to that one when Bailey Zappi played. Western Kentucky against App State.
Western Kentucky is like a fixture in that bowl. I'm trying to remember.
Because the Sun Belt usually goes to that bowl. That's why App State's played it.
USF beat Syracuse a couple years ago. Blew them out.
Well,
in the game.
Beat is a kind word.
Speaking of
USF
Syracuse.
USF should have been arrested what they did. Wasn't it like 80 to nothing or something?
Well, you guys played a tight end, a quarterback. So
speaking of Syracuse.
Oh, boy.
You know, we had a Ronde on in the 3 o'clock hour. He's a proud Syracuse dad.
Right.
He was making the case that he doesn't think UM belongs in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I'm with him.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, don't lose.
Yeah, but no.
Stop blowing a couple games a year, Mario.
That's BS. Notre Dame lost twice.
Stop blowing games every year.
Okay, but you know
every year, SMU.
But how many teams go undefeated in a season?
I didn't say undefeated.
I find that to be such
a
bogus argument.
Don't give two away every year.
How about beat the tough teams on your schedule, which you did, and you're gonna.
Who's the tough team?
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Florida. Florida State.
Florida.
These are rivalry games.
Florida State.
USF.
Big game.
These are rivalry games.
Tell me when you name the tough teams they beat.
You don't think the Hurricanes? They're going to say he's going to say Miami,
right?
You don't think that
they try? By the way, they try to give that one away too.
You don't think that the Hurricanes are one of the 12 best teams in the nation?
You know what? In all honesty, they should be in because yes, whoever gets that 12th seed, they're a better team than that 12th seed.
Yeah,
they're a better team than Notre Dame.
Well, if you're just going to go by beating them in week one,
isn't that a good way to go?
I mean, Florida State beat Alabama.
Which Alabama gets to skate by on that.
Yeah, somehow. I'm just saying, like, isn't that the best way to go by?
That's a little tough.
Well, that's a little tough.
Because you see it all the time, and then you go, oh, they beat them, and they beat them, and then you can make a case for, you know, for any team. But Miami is one of the 12 best teams.
But if it comes down to
if
Miami,
Tulane
Notre
gets
Dame.
In, it's going to be like Tulane getting in or something, right? Is the 12th seed.
Well, because they would be the group of five.
Right, yeah. Come on.
Right, but if it comes down to Miami-Notre Dame for that final spot, Goldie,
yeah.
Why wouldn't it be head-to-head? I think that's what Canes fans are upset about, because it feels like it's going to end up being Miami or Notre Dame
add a one-game
as
playoff.
That final team.
Add a one-game playoff. Play again.
But they already played.
How about a radio off?
That's
me versus Brady Quinn.
Wow.
One show radio off.
Ooh.
I represent the U. Brady Quinn represents Notre Dame.
You should set that up.
I'd like to.
Absolutely. Not that it's going to decide anything, but we'll be entertained.
Jimmy, set that up.
Yeah, they should be in.
Jimmy, call Brady Quinn.
Honestly, they should
no
be
problem.
In. But you know what? When you blow game, my frustration is when you give games away.
But every team
every
gives game,
year.
But they give every
that
team.
That they're much better than.
Every team loses a
Notre
game
Dame
they should
Notre Dame didn't lose
lost.
A bunch of games they're much better than.
Every
they
team. So they lost to a better team.
I said they didn't blow games against teams that if they played 10 times, they'd beat 9. If Miami played Notre Dame, probably be split 5-5. Probably. Ballpark. Miami gives games away every year.
That is correct.
And but they know they can't.
So few teams end a season, one loss or no loss.
Well, I'm not saying no losses. I agree with that. But this year, after they beat all your tough teams, like Florida, you said, and Notre Dame, it's criminal they lost twice with the start they got off to.
Agreed.
So, unfortunately, in that sport.
I just
sport,
think you're holding them to a different standard than every other
college. Yeah, maybe, because I'm frustrated by these games. They blew the Georgia Tech and take a knee, and you lose to SMU. Come on. Leave no doubt.
I think
do your job, and we don't have to have this conversation.
I think people. The thing that gets me is that we talk about SMU and Louisville like they're Stanford, like they're Boston College.
No, they're good teams.
Like they're Miami should beat them, no doubt. But like we talk about them like they are bottom feeders. Like Notre Dame was in a one-score game with Boston College in the fourth quarter this year. Like that gets me. But
they're decent teams.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
And at the time, that was SMU's Super Bowl.
Right.
When you went in there,
and it's Rhett revenge game.
Yeah. The Louisville every year at Hard Rock, there's a game.
Yeah. Every
that
year.
You just shake your head at.
Syracuse Notre Dame game this year, huh?
70-7.
Yeah, a lacrosse player playing quarterback. It's always a tight end or a lacrosse player
you know
playing quarterback.
You know who's a beauty is Syracuse coach Fran Brown.
Oh,
because in the post game after they got beat by 20 by 1-10 Boston College at home, he's got such an amazing story, right? You know Fran, how he grew up, I mean, bad situation.
Yeah,
the post game. Is all about that. He says, so, you know, if the worst thing that happens is these guys go 3-9 in their life, I hope that's the case. I hope that's the worst thing that happens because of what I've been through. How do you argue with the guy when he says that?
Yeah.
He lets it off the hook.
It's like what Lane Kiffin tried to do with his press release, where he had a nice long conversation with Jesus before he decided to go to LSU.
He was talking about Nick Saban.
It's like, it's like, okay, thanks, Lane. But we kind of know who you are.
Lane Kiffin. Beautiful.
FAU legend.
FAU legend.
Panthers, I'm going to let you go because I know you don't want to.
By the way, Ole Miss didn't cry when he left FAU and didn't coach the bowl game, so I have no sympathy for Ole Miss.
A little bit different.
No sympathy for Ole Miss.
I don't think FAU was in the conversation.
That's like you go with the girl who already has somebody, and she's cheating on him with you, don't be surprised when she cheats on
it
you.
It was the,
don't be
the
stupid.
Argument that podcaster was making about Lane Kiffin that he took that he bristled at, but it was so right
but
on.
But I'm saying for Ole Miss,
yeah.
you but knew what you were getting.
Sometimes, I was saying this to Crowder yesterday, sometimes you have to put your own personality or even your own aspirations aside for the good of others and for that.
That guy doesn't do that.
Obviously.
Right, no. Obviously. No chance he does that. But you kind of knew that, right?
Panthers tonight.
Yes.
Here at the Amerant Bank Arena. We're just about 2 hours away from puck drop. We mentioned a couple times. It's interesting. Here we are, December 2nd. These are the two bottom teams in the Atlantic Division.
Right.
But from the Panthers' point of view, I asked Plagans in the last hour, you know, is Paul Maurice upset with... They have no Barkey, no Tkachuk. They've dealt with injuries all season. I mentioned they've played into June 3 years in a row. If he was told, hey, you're going to be scrapping to get into the playoffs the fourth year of this, would he be that upset?
Right. He probably wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, you're missing 40% of the lineup. Yeah. It's tough, man. And you got a lot of guys, as you said, that are still playing that are being asked to do more. And they've played so many big games. I'm not making excuses. You should be able to beat the Flyers and the Flames at home when you have 2-0 leads, but
that's the rarity,
you know,
because they don't cough up leads.
I think what's happened the last 3 years, like, is completely irrelevant to this group. This is an entirely new team. It's a different way they got to play. You know, without those players, without the physicality on the fourth line, they can't play quite as physical as they played in the past. And you're getting everybody's, you know, everybody, there's no one feeling bad for the Panthers. They're like, finally, let's go in and try to get these guys. So it's going to be a grind. I mean, you know that now. I mean, it's going to be right down to the wire. The hope is, in my mind, you're a handful of points out when after the Olympic break and you get the greatest NHL trade deadline in history without making a trade.
Right.
It's all your
right.
people coming back.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, they make a big push to the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, once you get in, they will be the team that nobody wants to play in a seven-gamer.
Is that because you mentioned the deadline, and I was wondering, what's the point that Zito's looking at to say, hey, we'll be aggressive at the deadline again? Because I'm not saying there will be major trades or that they'll consider major trades, but I don't think it would shock anybody if they're aggressive at the deadline again, because they have been over the past couple seasons. I mean, shoot, they brought in my guy Marchand last year.
you love him.
Happened. I mean, come on. But what's the deadline to where, realistically, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but you have to just look at it as a general manager, as a team president, whoever, and say, hey, it's just not going to happen for us this year.
Oh, like, he'll never look at it that way. I mean, unless you're, you know, somehow 15 points out. But they're going to have to make a determination on whether or not you think Barkov is coming back. That's the big one. If he's not, then you can use that money and you go make a move. You know, a lot of people thought they should have made that determination 3 years ago when they were out of the play. Remember, there was rumors they were going to trade Gudas and all.
Yeah.
They kept everybody together. The rest is history. So unless you're almost mathematically, like, where you'd have to go, I don't know, 18 games, they got to go 15-2 or 15-3 or something, I don't think he'll look at it that way. And as you said, aggressiveness. I mean, last year, I thought maybe, oh, Matt, maybe is this the year maybe you keep your draft picks and you don't do anything, you won the cup, and they go get Marchand and Seth Jones. So I don't think they're going to be that far out of it where he wouldn't go and fortify it. But the big question is, how much money can you use? And that's going to be based on if Alexander Barkov's going to play. Do you wait for him if he's coming back for the first round, second round, or third round? You got to get there in order to get him back. So it's a really intriguing, you know, next couple months for this team.
But we know what their DNA is, which is go for it.
I mean, always.
Yeah, I mean, that's who they are.
I mean, if he says, and if the medical, that's what's going to determine it, says, yeah, he's going to be good to go after, I'm just throwing it out there, after the first round of the playoffs. You do whatever you've got to do to get to the second round of playoffs. I mean, 100%.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
Steve Goldstein, he will not be on the call tonight.
No.
He's going to be, what are you going to do? How are you going to enjoy the game?
I'll do the stuff on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
And I'll go.
You walk around, you're like the mayor of Sunrise.
Shake hands,
right?
Kiss some babies, right. Rub shoulders. You know.
Speaking of kissing babies, do you know that his wife is due any day now?
Wonderful. Yes.
They went to the hospital last night thinking it was happening.
You did.
We thought it was go time.
He's supposed to be on the call Sunday for Packers-Bears in Green Bay.
That's not going to happen.
Not gonna happen.
He can't go. How could he go? He
well,
can't
if miss the baby comes.
Can't miss the
well,
birth
we're hoping
of his first
that,
child.
We'll see.
What about tomorrow if the baby comes tomorrow?
If tomorrow the baby's here, I'll see you in Green Bay.
Right.
Even Friday morning, you can.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Well, if we got someone to back up for me, well, how's it going to prep?
Yeah, you got plenty of time with the baby.
Yeah.
Got to do the football. Baby just got here. Baby will be there Monday morning.
True.
I'll
good
bond
point.
With him in your place.
You'll be the midwife?
Then, yeah, I'll be like the
midwife.
Is
it definitely a him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't giving away any.
If you tell that boy in 20 years you missed Packers Bears for this, Dad, what are you doing?
But I didn't even. I didn't even think of that. Merrick could have the baby tonight or tomorrow,
correct.
And then you'll make it for Sunday's game.
That's
with
right.
No problem.
Right.
You should stop at Skyline Chili on the way home and get her a 5-way chili. And guaranteed. Listen, whoever has a 5-way chili at Skyline tonight is going to have a baby tonight.
Hey, look, you guys are big time. I'm sure there's some big time people listening. Maybe somebody out there.
Private jet.
That has some extra hours.
Yep.
Is Mr. Ross listening?
We'll hook up Josh Appel and fly him up to Green Bay.
You know what?
Get him back.
See, this is why
the
we
baby.
Need Goldie on the show more often. He's got ideas.
Yeah.
He was sitting here. We're talking about flying into O'Hare early in the morning on Sunday and driving.
No,
you find a guy with a jet.
Right. And there's plenty of people listening right now that can
Viola.
Probably,
of course.
Probably hook you up.
A someone, PJ.
Someone that works for one of the companies, a private guy that has extra time, you
Goldie,
know?
You'll appreciate this. So I randomly get a call last year, early in the year, and I'm like, this number doesn't look familiar at all, but the iPhones now, they'll like tell you who it might be. It'll say maybe whatever. The name that popped up on my phone was Colton Sevier.
What the
heck? Yeah, I know. Former Panther, bottom six forward, Colton Sevier. He's selling private jets now. Private jet
Come
rental.
On.
Swear.
Call, why don't
really?
You call him?
Oh, I can't afford it.
No, he's got to hook you. This needs to be, I'm going to say, he needs to be on the house, this deal.
Hey, Colton. I'm friends with Goldie.
Well, that'll be $80,000, sir.
All right. Enjoy the game tonight, Goldie. Right, we appreciate you making time for us, and we'll do headlines in the next segment because we wanted to have time with Goldie.
Go Canes. Go Panthers, both of them.
I mean, there's a lot of action. MLS, we got a championship game on Saturday
afternoon. Hey, here's how much are those tickets? I was curious about that. How much are they going for?
You can get in probably for cheaper than Maple Leafs fans are paying to be at this game.
Really?
Oh, no, you think?
Yeah.
No.
What are they going for?
You think tickets are available?
Tickets are available.
Well, secondary market, but how much are they?
$300-$400.
Oh.
That surprises me.
Yeah. You thought it'd be more than that?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, with Messi.
Playing Vancouver?
Mm-hmm. I've got tickets. I bought tickets to the Winter Classic.
Yeah.
Is that going to start getting excited, or you think I should sell those?
Is it going to start getting what?
Exciting.
What do you mean?
I haven't heard much hubbub about it.
Well, you know,
yet.
You have to go down to Miami to watch the game.
Yeah, no, I'm away.
I mean, you won't come to the FIU basketball
game. Is this a night start?
It's going to be great. Yeah, 8 o'clock,
yeah.
Which means 8:10, 8:15. It's going to be, it's one of those events. You got to
That's what I, because I very rarely buy tickets.
Yeah, we
bought,
know.
I bought.
Aware.
I bought,
and get in line.
I bought four. Yeah, I mean, he's preaching to the choir. But I bought four when it first got announced and first went on sale because I was like, well, how often do you get a chance to go to the Winter Classic?
100%.
Yeah.
You should see it. When they come out for that, I've worked a couple of them. When they come out onto the field, it's very cool. They emerge from, you know, the baseball. They emerge from the dugout.
Roof's going to be open, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I believe
the plan.
The plan is to open the roof right when the game starts.
Interesting.
Yeah, so keep it closed up till then. Hopefully it's a chilly night here in South Florida. But it's a cool event.
But if you know anybody that wants to buy the tickets, you let me know.
What are you asking?
Yeah, well, I don't know. What are they offering?
Oh, jeez. Why don't you offer someone your tickets to take Appel to the football game?
I would love to get Appel
to
the football game.
You could if you offer your Winter Classic tickets.
Fingers crossed.
The value of a PJ flight to Green Bay and back is probably the same as those tickets you
made. I mean, it's got to be nothing, right? It's got to be nothing. Green
Someone's
Bay.
Someone's got to do him a favor.
Flying to Green Bay back and forth all the time.
Someone's got to do him a favor.
All right, see you, Goldstein.
Love against Williams.
You.
Come on.
There you go. Steve Goldstein, I mean, making the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour even more fun. We'll wrap things up with headlines. Believe it or not, in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock, clotted butter, and scone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. If you're coming to the Amerant Bank Arena tonight for a little Panthers hockey, stop on by the Funky Buddha Tap Room right across from Pantherland. Get yourself a nice cold beverage and enjoy some hockey. The way that I would suggest doing it, you walk in, you go to the Funky Buddha, you get yourself a beer, maybe a gloves off, and then you walk upstairs to the suite level, which is where we're at, and you get in line for the carved turkey sandwich.
Ooh.
Now, earlier today, the Amerant Bank Arena and the Florida Panthers were kind enough to deliver us some delicious food. Mm-hmm. They brought us some chicken parm flatbreads. Tree has stolen it over there,
Tree's
Goldie.
Tree's just been hiding those the entire... Yeah. You buried the lead.
Chicken parm flatbread, which is available on the club level. Mm-hmm. And they also brought us some burnt end brisket sausage.
Why did I not know? How did I not know about this?
Which is also available
is
on the club level. So how about that?
Is it good?
And tonight, obviously, you're here just as a fan. You're not working. So you can get, I mean, everyone knows the turkey sandwiches here are legendary. People will wait. They'll miss an entire period of hockey sometimes to get the carved turkey sandwich. Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha himself, has been known to miss half a period of a Stanley Cup final game to get the turkey sandwich. And the only reason I know that is because I was here with him, sitting watching the game while he disappeared to get the turkey sandwich.
That's where he was.
I suggest walking in, getting yourself a Funky Buddha, yourself the carved turkey sandwich.
I was here the day before Thanksgiving. I believe that was the Flyers game.
Yep.
I've never seen that turkey stand less crowded. And it has to be the single night every season where there's nobody in the turkey sandwich.
Because they know turkey's coming the next day.
Funny. Yes,
that
is
hack. Interesting.
That's the hack.
That's the life hack.
Yeah. If you're someone like Hawk prior to Aronde,
correct,
then you would love the night.
That would be the turkey that I do. All right, let's do headlines quickly. Goldie's going to stick around with us till the end of the show, which is very exciting for us. It's kind of like the first team, but it's the last team.
The time?
And it's 100 years later. Other than that, it's just like
people still come up to me, though.
If the first team never became successful and no one listened to them.
People still come up to me all the time. They're like, oh, QAM, I remember the first team with Goldie Goldstein and Joe Rose.
I hear it all the time from people.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
That was a legendary, you know, Stu Gatz and I do this podcast, and we were talking about doing the Mount Rushmore of South Florida sports radio.
Mm.
And there's an argument to be made for the first team.
Wow.
And I don't even think it lasted that long. How many years was it on?
Let's see, 90. I'll never forget the day in 95 when Jimmy Johnson called in, said we're going to kick the Giants' ass, guaranteed the win. It was in the Daily News. That was a big deal to me. I was like 24 years old.
Yeah, made the Daily News.
He was driving from the Keys to Davie. He goes, let me tell you, we're not just going to beat them. We're going to kick their ass.
And the Daily News, this is the guy who's sports phone.
Yeah. So, 95, stay with us. 975-2828 for the wrestling hotline. Stay with us. We've been through all that before.
I could do
so
that.
So, I guess 95 we kind of started, but I don't think it was called. Wait, no, it was called the first team. Yeah, 95, about 10 years.
Yeah.
Ballpark.
It went on that long?
Yeah, ballpark. Wow. Something like that. Eight years.
10 years.
But Defoe didn't come on until a few years later. He came
so it was
over
just
from,
you and Joe?
It was me and Joe and Steve Shapiro for a little while.
Wow.
Yes. It was me and Joe. Then me and Joe and Steve Shapiro. He came in, and then Defoe came in probably late 90s. And then so that part of it with him was probably less, 6, 7 years.
Who put that show together? Was that Joe Bell?
Greg Reed, the owner.
Greg Reed.
Yes, because Duff Lindsay was the program
director. Oh, Duff Lindsay.
Yes.
How about this? This is my
And the highlight was we used to have the fake Jeremy Schapp.
Wow.
Call in. And so one time, Duff Lindsay
suspended Joe because Joe punched the wall after the show. Yeah, for absolutely no reason, just because he's Joe. He's still doing that stuff, as you know, arguing with people. And the guy called in. It was just me and Defo. And he calls in as the fake Jeremy Schaaf. And he leaves us that morning with, well, there's no Joe Rose. So let me tell you something. It'll never be Duff Lindsay, ESPN. Never forget that. That was like 25 years. I'll never forget
before
that.
Before Levitard was doing the fakes.
Correct.
You guys were doing the fakes.
Correct. Well, they had the fake, so they got in a little trouble. They had the fake, the phony Tony, when Tony Perez was managing the Marlins.
I remember that.
Phony Tony was not very popular
yeah.
amongst the behind the scenes.
I remember that. Wow.
You know, that Josh Beckett, we got to trade him.
Holy
oh, my gosh.
These are my kind of radio
anyway,
stories.
Anyway, crazy. Yeah, yeah.
These
yeah.
are my kind of radio yeah. stories. Yeah. Real quick, let's do headlines yeah. here, because we didn't do them this hour, because we've been chit-chatting with Goldie. Real quick look at the headlines with Solana here. Headlines brought to you by our friends at Doral Kia. You heard of Doral Kia?
Yeah, I love those guys.
Home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Panthers, Leafs, puck drop is at 7 p.m., your only local broadcast tonight because Goldie won't be on the TV call. We'll be with Doug Plagans here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Who's going to be on the call for ESPN Plus, do you know?
I believe Mike Monaco and Ray Ferraro.
Mm.
Bingo.
I believe.
Yep.
Yep, okay.
Canes Hoops, they're at Ole Miss.
Ooh.
You heard of this Ole Miss? Hip-hop. They've been in the news lately.
Who? Who coaches the basketball team? Anybody know?
No, no idea.
At Ole Miss?
Yeah.
Chris Beard.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is he leaving too?
Why do you know that?
How would you know that?
He was one of the top coaches in college basketball, and then he got in some trouble at his old stomp, and then
oh, yeah?
hired him, yeah.
That private jet to Green Bay is not looking good after that, but go ahead.
Chris, you're doing a phenomenal job if you're listening, and I love you. Always respected you.
That game, Canes Hoops versus Ole Miss, is on AM 560 tonight.
And that's an SEC network game on television.
Wow.
Do you know what the ACC network is airing? For like 48 hours straight?
Miami Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I heard that somewhere. Why'd I hear
Clever.
That somewhere?
Clever.
They yeah. snuck in a Miami UF as well. Like one
Did they?
Hour is Miami UF, and then every other game is Miami.
Which game? The Brock Berlin game? Or
No. No, the one I'm from earlier this year.
I'm guessing.
Oh, the one from
season.
This year. Okay.
Yeah. CFP selection show, of course, tonight.
7 o'clock yeah. tonight. This can put all our angst away.
What's the prediction? In or not in?
I said at the beginning of the show, I started to think, yep. and we won't know officially tonight. You'll have a pretty good idea, but you got to wait for the conference championship games. But I started the show by saying, I think momentum is building for Miami over Notre Dame.
Hmm.
And then I said, but I might be living in a bubble on social media where everything I follow has momentum building for Miami over Notre Dame.
What do they got to be, like 10? Realistically today to really have a chance.
What were
if, they're
they,
11,
if they're 11 or 12, they're not getting it.
Right.
They were 13.
They were 13.
But they've consistently moved up. They were 18, then 15, then 13.
And they just blew out a ranked team on the road.
Right.
So that'll help the resume a little.
Yeah. We'll see. That again, tonight is at 7 p.m. on ESPN. The Miami Heat will play the Dallas Mavericks tomorrow. They're on the road. They finished their four-game homestand 3-1. They blew out the old Los Angeles Clippers last night. Tomorrow's Mavs game is an 8:30 p.m. tip-off.
All right.
Which means
somebody DM me that you said 7 o'clock puck drop tonight, 7:30. If you
7:30, yeah. correct.
Who?
Who what?
Who sent you the message? I want to know.
Oh, some guy on Instagram.
Oh, just a random, nobody
yeah,
you know?
Literally. Dan Baldor.
Oh, I thought someone you knew sent that.
Just a DM.
No, yeah, he's right. It is 7:30.
7:38, actually. Just saying.
Thanks, Goldie. No, appreciate that. Yeah,
that's how
since
the first
Dan Baldor that was
that's how the first team ended.
Literally,
the time. All right. Anything else? We got to wrap things up.
Your weather, sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Route AC systems. Visit ChillzoneAC.com. You have any issue with my weather report here, Goldie? Partly cloudy tonight. Yep. Lows will be mid 70s.
Well, it's dark out. It's dark. Do you enjoy doing the weather that it's so bad usually, or is it you just don't you throw away, or you're just not good at it?
No, I love it. I love it.
That's
yeah,
just throw away.
Is it the throwaway?
By the way, before we wrap things up, did you do the sponsor?
I don't know. Did I? Yeah.
Yeah, the sponsor's wonderful, the weather. The weather report is what we're questioning.
Well, they're questioning sponsoring it at this point. Before we wrap things up here today, again, one more time, is Giving Tuesday, and I want to support Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation, so I will remind you again, they do such great work locally, RussellEducationFoundation.com. Twan Russell is a great dude and does so much for the community, it's almost hard to comprehend, and everyone can make a donation if you have the means. You can go to RussellEducationFoundation.com. You'll see a Make a Donation tab right there on the homepage, and do a little good on a Giving Tuesday. We'd appreciate it. Panthers tonight on this radio station. Hurricane Hotline, though, I believe is coming up first for like 30 minutes. Is that so? Or not 30 minutes, an hour, I guess. It's only 6 o'clock.
That is correct, yeah.
So we'll have a little Hurricane Hotline coming up. Thank you, Goldie. Thank you, Doug Plagans. Thank you, Rondé Gadsden. Thank you, Josh Appel. And good luck in your endeavors.
Thank you.
As
Mr.
you might have a baby or might go call the Packers-Bears game. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll keep everybody posted. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. Go Panthers. Thank you, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer. Thank you, Jimmy Garcia, back in the studios. We will speak with you mañana.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.